Blog Talk Radio.
Enemy came up against your heart. The enemy came up against your shield. The enemy came up against your head. The enemy came up against your child. You will be with you. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your business. The enemy came up against your business. You will. Yes, you will.
He said, anybody can fight.
you win. I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You are the open and your mouth. And shine out the everything is blessed you with. I said everything is blessed you with.
Can you point to your neighbor and tell
them? Everything is blessed you with.
Come on, let's just talk.
Everything is blessed you with. Just tell them, it's your winning
season.
It's your winning season.
Sister, for tuning in. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Bees, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want you to know you are a winner. You will win. If you'll stay true to the Word of God, you are a winner. I'm going to ask Pastor Bell if she's a show no winner. If she'll give us a word of prayer. Then we'll go further into the lesson.
The Lord, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. It's my winning season. It's our winning season. Amen. That's just a beautiful selection. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from Ephesians, the 4th chapter and the 4th verse. It says, there is one body, spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for all things. We're thanking you for the broadcast. We're thanking you for all those that are able to join us today, those who have called in, those who are listening by internet, Father God. We ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God. We bind up the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, for you said in your word, no weapon formed against thee shall prosper. And Father God, we believe you, Father God, because your word is faithful and your word is true. We ask that you would be with all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. Be with those who are bereaved and be with those who are going through, Father God. Lord, we ask that you would open up our hearts and our mind to this word today, Father God, that we are able to receive it, Father God, and not only receive it, but keep it in our hearts and then share it with others. Lord, we ask that you bless our pastor, continue to be with him, Father God, and guide him as he continues on this journey, Father God. Lord, we just give you praise, and we just want to thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much. We're going to pray for one another. As we see the days draw long, closer, it's necessary, brothers and sisters, for us to pray for one another. We're going to kind of pick up on the things we left off yesterday, dealing with a glorious church. Christ Church is a glorious church. And I'm going to say this probably several times, but Christ Church is a better church. And hopefully this week we're going to point those things out. But I would like to finish some things that we had started on yesterday before we shot on a new subject. The text is going to be the same. The ideal, so that we'll be better informed and people become a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Our foundational scriptures was in Ephesians 5, 21 through 28. I'm going to ask Pastor Cheryl read that. Ephesians 5, 21 through 28.
Okay, you want me to read it from the King James, Pastor?
Yeah, go ahead. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. From the King James, Ephesians 5, 21 through 28, submitting yourselves to one another in the fear of God. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself glorious, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Can you read that at the Messenger Bible as well?
Yes, Pastor. And from the Message Bible. Ephesians 5:21-28. Out of respect for Christ, be courteously reverent to one another. Wives, understand and support your husbands in ways that show your support for Christ. The husband provides leadership to his wife the way Christ does to the church, not by domineering, but by cherishing. So just as the church submits to Christ as he exercises such leadership, wives should likewise submit to their husbands. Husbands, go all out in your love for your wives, exactly as Christ did for the church, a love marked by giving. Christ's love makes the church whole. His words evoke her beauty. Everything he does and says is designed to bring the best out of her, dressing her in dazzling white silk, radiant with holiness. And that is how husbands ought to love their wives. They're really doing themselves a favor since they're already one in marriage. Amen.
Amen. You see, operating in Christ, which we're going to talk about this week, is better. This is a better church. Better than the ones you had. The Bible, throughout the Bible, and we'll get into that this week as well. Jesus is a better covenant, a better mediator, the scripture says. He is a better mediator of a new covenant, and to the blood sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Now, well, what are you saying? Before, we could not be made perfect in the covenant that we was under. In other words, under the law, going to the temple, sprinkling blood on the mercy seat. But now that Christ has come, He have a better way to show us, even with the church. We talked about, and we'll go there too, if you'll find Hebrews 8:1. We have a better sanctuary, brothers and sisters. You got to know this, man. You got to believe it. You got to believe in a better system. Because the old system wasn't doing us any good. It wouldn't help us. It wouldn't give us salvation. It was so many things it wouldn't give us. And now, being part of this glorious church, when you understand the way I'm saying it, being part of this glorious church and not your local church or organized church, it's so much better. You get so many more benefits.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. And from the King James, Hebrews 8:1, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heavens. And you want me to read the second verse also, Pastor?
Please.
Okay. And the second verse, a minister of the sanctuary and of the truth the Lord pitched and not man. Amen. And from the Message
now,
Bible. Oh, I'm sorry.
Huh?
Did you want me to read
yeah.
it out of the Message?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Okay, Pastor. Hebrews 8:1-2. In essence, we have just a high priest, authoritative right alongside God, conducting worship in the one true sanctuary built by God. Amen.
And that's the point I was trying to prove over there in Ephesians 5. Remember the 24th verse says, as the church is under Christ's authority, because he's in heaven. Mm-hmm. Christ's church is in heaven. We have access to that. That's why we seek those things above and not the things beneath. We don't seek the worldly church, but we seek after the heavenly church, where Christ is the minister of the sanctuary. See, I had shared this the other day. You have two churches, people. You're going to have a relationship with one or the other. You're going to have respect for your building, or you're going to have a respect for Christ. And I know this is a hard word right here, but you might as well hear the truth. You can't have it both ways. Jesus said, you're going to either love me or you're going to hate me. You're either going to be with him or you're going to be against him. There is no middle ground here. I know some of you want to think, well, oh, it's okay if I go and it's okay if I do this. It's not okay.
Mm-hmm.
How do I know that? When you go back to Ephesians 5 again, it says that the husband is the head of the wife. So what do the wife tell the husband what to do, how to do? You don't do that. Can you imagine the wife said, well, you know what? I'm going to go out here and I'm going to, we talked a little bit about that Sunday, how God showed Hosea that he wanted him to go through what he went through. Hosea was out whoring around. Gomer was out whoring around. But Hosea had to love him. That's what Christ did. Christ loved us in spite of. But brothers and sisters,
thank you.
Enough is enough. When you get enough knowledge about Christ, you should let that go. Because he's looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle or a blemish.
Yes,
his own church. That's why it's different. That's why this church is different. And that's what we're going to be talking about this week as well, the difference in the churches. Because, see, the church isn't where you meet.
All right.
The church isn't a building. The church is what you do. The church is who you are. The church is the human outworking of the person of Jesus Christ that's in you. That's why I continue to take this revelation and know that you are the church. The church don't go to church. The church be the church.
People
don't want, they don't want that. You are his temple. I think it's over there in 1 Corinthians 3:16. Read that one for me, Pastor.
Okay, Pastor.
When this comes to become a reality to you, then you begin to glorify God in the temple.
Amen, amen.
In the temple, the real temple. And you realize you don't have to go. And people, they'll tell you that, but you can tell where they're at, because they'll tell you that and then turn right around and go to a building.
Have mercy, Lord.
You're lukewarm. Just be honest with you. You're lukewarm.
Help us, Lord. Okay, 1 Corinthians 3:16 from the King James. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? And that 17th verse says, if any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy. For the temple of God is holy. Which temple are ye? Wow.
Mm.
That's deep. Thank you, Lord. From the Message Bible, you realize, don't you, that you are the temple of God and God himself is present in you. No one will get by with vandalizing God's temple. You can be sure of that. God's temple is sacred and you, remember, are the temple. Amen.
You got to know that, brothers and sisters. The scripture says, what? Ask you a question. You don't know this stuff. So if you know it, then why are you not doing it? Which temple are you? Which one are you? See, that's a question you got to ask, answer. I can't answer that for you. He said, don't you know that you are God's temple? Not that bridge, not that building. You are.
Yeah.
I always say, you are, you is, you is, you are. But you are. So that has to soak into the become a reality. He says, and the God Spirit lives in you. Man, if that ain't plain enough for you, that's where he lives at. And you can't say, I'm going to take God's Spirit to this building. Wherever you take. See, that's almost like blasphemy. Well, you're going to try to make the word of God wrong. You're adding to it. You're as though God needed your help on this, in this issue. When Jesus said, upon this rock, I build my church, brother and sister, that's the truth.
Amen.
That is the truth. That's not a truth. That's not my truth. That's Christ's truth.
Amen.
He said that's what he's doing. Now, how you going to change it and make it different?
Can't do it.
It's the same thing in 1 Corinthians 6:19-20. What, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own, for ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your concrete. Glorify God in your steeple. Glorify God in your plywood. Wow. It doesn't say any of that stuff. It said glorify God in your body.
Amen.
And in your spirit, which are God. So when people say to me, well, I got to go over here and get God some glory. No, you don't. He wants you to glorify him in your body. God is a jealous God. And I'm just going to throw that in to let you know. God is a jealous God.
Yeah.
How would you feel if your wife was always with somebody else? How would you feel? What would you think? Would you enjoy your husband being with every woman out there? Would you enjoy that?
No, I would not. No.
So do you think your husband will enjoy you being with every man out there?
No, he would not.
Huh?
No, he wouldn't.
He wouldn't? No, he wouldn't.
No. Mm-mm.
Listen, brothers and sisters, God created us for relationship. He created us to be more than just friends. He wanted to be one. He wants oneness out of us. So when you are serving buildings, and you can fake it and say what you want to say, but I know what the real deal is. The real deal is that you're not working together. You're working actually opposite of God. God pulling one way, you pulling another way. God telling you, let that go, be one with me, and you trying to serve idols.
Have mercy, Lord.
Yeah. And Christ will never get a glorious church with that being done. It'll never happen. There was a scripture in Acts that I wanted to talk a little bit about, too. In Acts 7, I think it was 38. Been going through it this morning on this job, so y'all just pray for me and bear with me. Acts 7, 38. In Acts 7:38.
All right. And from the King James, this is he that was in the church, and I'm sorry, this is he that was in the church in the wilderness with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers who received the lovely oracles to give unto us. Amen. From the Message Bible. This is the Moses who said to his congregation, God will raise up a just like me from your descendant. This is the Moses who stood between the angel speaking at Sinai and your fathers assembled in the wilderness and took the life-giving words given to him and handed them over to us. Amen.
Now, let me tell you why this is so significant and why it's so important. First of all, they had assembled themselves out in the wilderness. They weren't trying to put God in some box.
All right.
They went in some temple. And here Moses is giving them a message about what is to happen, that there would be a day that was going to have to come that the Lord is going to raise up among you, and he's talking about Christ, who are going to be able to form a church. And so Paul said, this is he that was in the church, in the wilderness, not in some building. Mm-hmm. With the angels, which spake to him in the Mount Zion, and without the fathers who received the living oracles to give unto us. See, all that ties in together. So you know, let the Holy Spirit lead you and guide you and show you. That way we can move on forward and teach people, hey, don't going forward. No more do we teach go in the church or come to church. We got to teach to be the church. How Christ going to ever rapture the church if we continue to be spread south, east, west? We got to all come together as one. And the only way we can do that is in faith in Christ.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Amen.
See, Christ is in the glory. That's why we're to join him in the glory.
Yeah.
That's why we got to preach a glorious gospel. See, all this stuff ties in to me. That's why we're preaching a glorious gospel for a glorious church.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. But we're going to end it there, and we'll pick it up tomorrow. But we got so many things to cover this week, especially at Better Church, which is a glorious church. And you'll see
Amen.
That the enemy, that the